Wombats Move to New York and JLS with Beat Again. This is Pills on Radio 1. It's just gone 20 to 5. Now, I don't want to cause any pressure here, but Joe Wiley said, listen to Scott Mills and John Barrowman today because it'll be an entertaining listen. So, no pressure there at all.
No, none.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really
good. Should we be really dull just to make her feel better?
Yeah. Really?
Hi.
Also, it kind of implies that you're not normally an entertaining listener.
It does, yeah. Thanks, John. Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay. How
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? I bet you're really excited about Torchwood tonight, aren't you?
Now, see, that gets me really annoying.
Thanks for coming in. I know you brought your mum and dad with you as
well.
Yeah,
they're standing there watching.
Hi, mum and dad.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on Radio 1, no?
Well, if you ask them to, they'll come in.
Please come in.
Yeah, come on in.
What are their names?
Marion and John.
Marion
easy to
and
remember.
John. Okay, just in town at the moment.
No, they've been spending the last... they've been here since May. They were on tour with me, and they were part of the tour doing some dancing in my gigs, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my mother still can kick her heels up.
Hi, Marion.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, John.
I'm very well, thank you.
How are you? Right? Yeah, I'm really good. Now, I know that you... this is weird.
This is really bizarre.
This is bizarre.
Yes, it is. Because they're not sure about this live stuff, so... Oh,
okay. So they were just sat there having a nice time. We'll get them a cup of tea in a minute. It'll be fine. Now, you switch accents when you speak to your mum and dad, don't you?
I do.
Okay, so say something to Marion now, please.
Well, no, but you have to... but that's like going, okay, you're in a zoo, now perform.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You ask her, the thing is, if you ask her a question, right? If Scott's going to ask you a question, you answer it, and then I'll cut in and see, that's what I do, because I'm speaking to her.
Okay.
Not speaking to you.
Marion,
I've just done it. What are you going to ask a question for?
Oh, yeah.
Dodo.
Well, that was amazing.
He's not the best with accents.
I'm not. I'm really not.
So what accents do you think you can do?
I can't do Scottish. What can
Go
I
on,
do?
Try it. Whose phone is that?
There's a phone that keeps on going.
It's normally yours.
We can't. It's not mine.
Do your New Zealand. Do your Zane Lowe impression.
No, because that goes Australian.
Well, you sound kind of like Jason Donovan.
Huh? Do David Hasselhoff.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. See, that's the only good one.
I can do like
Andy Murray.
What? Do Andy Murray.
A lot of people on the text want to know how your foot is.
My foot? Oh, this is really interesting. And, you know, here we go.
What happened?
I'm taking my socks off, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I've got... a very nice ankle there, okay?
Ooh,
right? But wait, you see this.
Oh.
This other one.
Oh, no, gross.
No, I've got a cankle. Look at the size of that. Look at that.
It's huge.
Yeah. That is a cankle. So we've got ankle and cankle.
What happened with the accident?
I was in my house in Wales, and I stepped off the deck, and we have a cement area that is around the pool, and I stepped off, and my foot... in a flip-flop, I snapped my ankle to the left. Now, wait a minute. It gets better because I'm on the ground in agony, and my mother walks up to me, and she starts kicking me and going, get up. It's those stupid flip-flops you're wearing. Get up. God, don't be so stupid, John. True, Mom?
True.
Kicking her son, her youngest baby, when he was down, and I'm in agony.
Tough love.
Yeah, well, you know, my father just had a sip of whiskey and went, get up.
So let's talk about Torchwood. It's back on tonight.
Yes.
On BBC One.
9 o'clock.
And BBC HD.
Yeah.
Does that worry you, HD?
No, not at all. Why should it worry me?
I don't know. I just
everybody's starting to freak out about HD. You know what? We look like what we look like.
Okay.
You know, and that's what airbrushing's for. Airbrush makeup. It's a lot better than the pancake stuff.
Will you be watching it tonight?
I certainly will, because I absolutely love watching it. I love Torchwood. I love Captain Jack. I think it's one of the best shows on television.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be sitting there at 9 o'clock, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, as a family unit.
Absolutely. My sister's driving. My sister at the moment and her husband are driving from... Cardiff to meet us in town,
okay.
And we're going to sit. We're staying in a hotel because my house is being repainted at the moment, and we're going to sit in front of the telly and watch it. My mom will have a wee glass of sherry, and my dad will have a wee whiskey, and my sister will have two bottles of wine. No, she's listening in the car. She'll be going, John, but like swerved off the M4. And my brother Kevin will drink a beer, and I will sit back and I'll just go, I'm on telly.
Yeah,
it's me. It's me on telly.
I've completely forgotten, but I do have someone holding on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I know you want to ask John something, don't you?
I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, yesterday, I was just wondering if you managed to buy anything at the car boot sale, because you walked straight past my store without buying anything.
You went to...
You went to a car boot sale yesterday.
I did! What store were you at, John?
Oh, I was on the top section, you just stroll past.
I strolled past. Well, you must not have had anything interesting.
Oh, we have plenty of interesting things.
No. Were you looking at me, or were you just kind of watching me stroll by with my family?
No. I was actually, there was a bit of a frenzy. I think a little girl ran up to you from the stall next to us to get your autograph. So.
Oh, okay.
We saw you go past.
I had never been to... I live in that area, and I've never been to that car boot sale, and so my family were all there. I had relatives from Scotland down. We were doing the 4th of July. My mom and dad, everyone was there. And I said, look, on Sunday, let's just get up and go to the car boot sale. And we went. It was quite good. I did buy something, though.
What did you buy?
I bought a... I gave it to my sister. I don't know if I can... It's a fake Louis Vuitton handbag.
When I spoke to John before, he was talking about the Louis Vuitton bag, weren't you?
That I was carrying over my back.
Okay.
No, this is like a little handbag, sort of man bag thing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a man bag, but there are plenty other bags that you can choose out there and other brands, if you know what I'm saying.
And we should say you shouldn't ever buy fake things.
No, you shouldn't, because it's not... I thought it was actually probably real when I bought it. Yes. Yes, but yeah. I thought I got a... And my sister still thinks it's real. I thought I got a party for £8. I was like, yes!
So, you're back as Captain Jack, and it's on every night this week, which is a bit different.
Yeah.
And I've heard you're not happy, John.
No, it's not that I'm not happy. The thing is, like anybody, when you do something that you love so much, and you are told that you're normally used to doing 13 episodes, and then you're told you're doing 5, of course you're going to be a little bit upset. But what it turned out to be is the right decision, and they've made an absolute brilliant piece of television, and we, you know, as a team, we've all come together, and it works as 5 episodes. And who knows what's going to happen in the future? It might be 2 sets of 5, or, you know, we might just do one more of 5. But, you know, it's like anybody, if you're love something and you really love doing the job, and, you know, it goes from one thing to another, of course your personal feelings are going to, you know, react like that.
Okay. So what happens in this one? All the children on Earth suddenly stop.
All the children freak out. And this is what's really weird. It's not just British children. It's every child around the world. And, you know, Russell's kind of making a statement about, you know, how when something happens, like, you know, when in Africa we see the things on television, we all, you know, reach in our pockets and we donate, which is a great thing, but we really don't pay any more attention to it. And his, you know, but when it happens to your own kids, you start to freak out. And it's not, you know, it's, there's an alien involved, and they're called the 456, and they're really freaky, you know. It's dark. Captain Jack is much darker in this a series. There's tons of action, and there's a few surprises of things that are going to happen for those of you who have no Torchwood that you're going to be shocked by. But also, for those of you who haven't watched it, you can watch this series from the beginning, from episode 1 to 5, not having watched series 1 or 2. You can jump in, you'll learn about the characters, and you'll have a great time.
Because that's what I was going to ask. Is it, because I've seen some Doctor Who, but I've never seen Torchwood, right? Mm-hmm. But I say,
get out.
I say, watch,
get out. Don't ask me this.
I say, watch Doctor Who with my 6-year-old,
yeah,
and I don't really understand it.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
A little bit. I don't get sci-fi. Is this easy?
But that's it.
I completely understand. See? Children being sort of overtaken by aliens.
It happens every night. You know, well, the thing is, if you're not into science fiction, you will like Torchwood, right? Because Torchwood is more of a drama about relationships. It's about human emotion with a little bit of science fiction now kind of twisted into it. But you don't have to be a sci-fi fan to watch this.
There you go.
So please do me a favor, watch it. Let me know what you think.
I will do that.
Okay? Yeah. I will be listening to hear what you think
in
about
HD.
It tomorrow. Yeah, in HD. And if you dare comment on any wrinkles, I will come. Believe me, Barrowman knows where this studio is, and I will come and get you all.
I'll tell you what, John, we were talking about this earlier. You have the best career because you do Torchwood, which is like the cool show, and you're happy to do a bit of Saturday Night as well, variety, a few musicals. So you get to do just about everything, don't you?
Well, I do. That's what I came into this business to be an entertainer, and I came into it to work. And so, therefore, if somebody says, do you want to do a concert? And I want to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm, you know, particularly in this climate, if work's coming your way, you're not going to turn it down. And I think everybody would agree out there, you know, just listening to the news, you know, all these young people who are graduating, 50 people competing for one job, you know? So if someone comes to me and says, I want you to do a book, I want you to do this, of course I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what you could do, though, to merge the two bits of your career?
Oh, you've been thinking about this.
Merge the two bits together.
Come on.
Right, you know, like cool Captain Jack and the all singing or dancing bit.
Which also is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. No, yeah. I'm just saying. Right, didn't we discuss this last week? All good TV theme tunes you can sing along to, can't you? For example, Coronation Street. You can sing the theme.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, for instance, with Loose Women. Loose Women. And now with Torchwood. Torchwood.
No. Bada bada bada.
Torchwood.
Bugga bugga bugga.
Torchwood. Aye, see, you can do it.
Good. I thought you were going to go the opposite direction.
No, it's all fine.
Why are you hiding behind a screen?
Oh, I'm back. Sorry. I'm going to talk to you about our musical in a minute because we're doing an actual musical called Scott Mills the Musical. And it's going to be what? It's going to be at the Edinburgh Festival on August the 11th, 12th and 13th.
This might be the moment where you say you're short on time and need to go.
No, well, I'm always intrigued.
All right, okay.
Well, musicals intrigue me.
We're going to play Umpo, Box and Locks, and then I want you to hear some of the people that have auditioned for this role and tell me exactly what you think, all right?
Oh, no, people I know.
Oh, no, you won't know any of them. Okay. They're already on listeners.
Okay, good.
All right, back in a sec with John Barron.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
John Barrowman is here, ahead of Torchwood tonight on BBC One and BBC HD.
Yes.
And also, don't forget, if you do miss any, if you have to go out, if you have a life,
BBC iPlayer.
It's on the iPlayer.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. You can also listen to the Torchwood radio plays that were on Radio 4 last week if you missed those, because we did three standalone Torchwood radio plays, and they are really, really good because like we get to travel to places we don't get to on the TV show.
Okay. You've got to love the iPlayer.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I find it disappointing, though, when you're traveling in a foreign country, you can't use it.
Yeah. But apart from that, it's great.
But that's
great.
Good, though, because it's British.
It is.
It is 100% the UK.
From the BBC.
The BBC ain't giving it away to nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody but the Brits. You got it, man.
How many musicals have you done, John?
Off the top of my head, I have to guess, because I'm rubbish with numbers and dates, I'd say probably about 16, 17.
Wow.
Do you know the exact? No, you haven't checked your research.
No,
all right, then.
Checked
the book. Find something out, would you? It's available in all good bookstores.
Now, you've done all those, you know, all the musical shows, How Do You Solve a Problem, like Scott, Any Nancy Will Do, all those ones.
Yeah.
Now, we've had lots of people...
Give Denise Van Outen a husband.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah,
that one.
That was very successful.
That was.
Oh, shit. Listen, I just saw her this afternoon. She looks so happy.
Yeah.
See? She's got a big smile on her face.
A whole show on BBC One dedicated to finding her a husband. It's brilliant.
It was good.
Really good.
There's an idea.
I know.
Listen, we should get together and talk. Yeah, let's find it. That's a great idea for a show. Find some celebrity a husband.
Yeah.
Didn't someone else do that?
I think it's been done.
Okay.
Now, we've got some people that want to play me in our musical. Well, this is happening. We are doing one. Not a good one, but we're doing one.
Sorry.
In Edinburgh. Here's Peter, first of all.
I'm going to do a bit of acting for you. Here goes nothing. Why did you cheat on me? How would you cheat on me? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay, gotta whiz this on. We've only got 2 minutes.
Snaps out of the crying quite
well,
quick.
Well, you know what's really interesting? He had three different accents in that first bit. Okay, and then I was like, when people they go, and it's that dramatic pause when they breathe out.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to do that.
All right,
I'd say.
There's a real theme running through these applications as you're here.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for you men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys.
Here's Simon.
I think that I'll be perfect for playing the role of Scott Mills, simply because I'm a person who can play a camp character just like Scott Mills. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar there tomorrow.
No.
I had heard that one before.
That one. Do they all think you talk like this, Scott?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know. Here's Stuart.
And we'll only be making it right.
Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line.
And there's Luke. Like this one. Go on, you like
I kind of like him because you know why? He sings with passion, and I like people who've got a natural voice and a natural sound, and he doesn't care what people think about him. You can tell.
Giving off sparks. I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight.
Hey, Stuart, you got a thumbs up from John Barrowman.
Good, Stuart.
Luke's here.
Cause I'm alive, I am so alive. If you climb on my...
Jazz hands are on.
We both can't fly.
And he's gay, I'm assuming. Sorry. Just by the way, he is singing that really sibilant. There's lots of S's. How many S's are in that? Lots.
I can't confirm that about Luke. Obviously, no. I'm sure he'll text in quite quickly now.
Thank you. I'd now like to sing a short bit from Elton John's Your Song. And you can tell everybody this is your song.
Not bad.
It may be quite simple, but
a little going off.
Now that it's done.
Can you sing?
No.
I hope
well,
you don't
that might
mind.
Be okay.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
So there's just some of the people. Also, if you have applied to be in the musical, don't worry, because we're now going to whittle them down. As you can hear, we've had some top quality applications.
Good.
And we're going to do that in this week, I think. We're going to do that. Yeah. Any advice that you could give to us about putting on a musical?
Don't put your own money into it.
Right, okay.
Don't invest your own money into it, because if it flops, you're done for.
Have you done that, John?
No.
All right.
No.
Leave
that up to Lloyd Webber and all the rest of them. Okay. No, don't invest your own money. And also, I mean, I don't know what kind of advice. If you want to do something like that, you just got to go for it. Mm. You got to go for it. My sister and I, and we might be doing something down that line in the future.
John Barrowman, the musical?
No, not.
No. Okay.
So not.
Oh, we need to clear this up as well. One more thing. Erin, who is in Scotland, like, I don't understand it. Ask John why he speaks American, but when I thought he was Scottish.
Erin, I am Scottish, but I'll give you a little brief history. When I was a little boy and we moved to the States, I spoke with a Scottish accent. People bullied me, so I decided to speak with an American to beat them at their own game. And when I went home, I would speak with a Scottish accent. It was kind of a defense mechanism. And then I just got work as an American and I decided just to keep it. But the point there is, if bullies are bullying you, beat them at their own game.
There we are, you see?
Yeah, see?
John,
public service announcement right here on the BBC.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's the first time I've been
here.
Thanks,
Mum and Dad. Thank you. Thanks, Marion and John. And have a lovely time watching Torchwood together tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock with the whole family. I'm loving that. Think about that tonight. If when you're watching it, think that John and the whole family are watching it together.
His sister on the wine.
What? And his sister's had two bottles of wine.
Da-da-da, yeah, Carol, remember that. You've been doing two bottles of wine. There you go.
Thank you, John.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.